It is not kept in stock.
It's some dude in his house. He's like, I got another order, Ma. And like, it's just burning.
And he licks
DVDs.
The Cheeto dust off his fingers. And
if you're lucky, he doesn't.
His wet fingers to stick the top of the DVD-R stack before sliding it into the duplicator tower of his DVD generating machine. And he double clicks on the ISO amidst all of the pornography on his external hard drive, and then burns it with, I don't even know what humorous named DVD burning software to use for this context, but one of those.
Hit the button. Button was hit, and we're recording.
So you wanted to whine about it?
Podfodder.
Potter.
Sitsock. Cut.
Harry Podfodder.
Before we do that, I wanted to mention this, my adult grown-up moment.
Is it about drinking wine?
It is. No, because, okay, so we were in Mexico.
No, you weren't.
Well, yeah, but we were in sort of, we're not like real Mexico, but still Mexico,
sure.
Right? And they had a Pinot Noir.
Gary
liked Pinot Noirs a lot. So we...
Liked or likes?
Likes.
Okay.
And so we ordered a bottle
of it. And
that's
red, right? Pinot Noir
is
red.
Dark red.
Pinot Grigio is white.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Noir is black, so that's a way to remember.
Whoa! It's not what this podcast is about, okay?
It literally is.
Okay. You're right.
And so it's a
the racism
darker
box.
Wine. It's a very deep, dark red wine. Very good. I like it a lot. She likes it.
Like dark from like the south, like a cotton plantation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carry it's on. A rich Caribbean wine. No, so this one, we ordered it. We just had a good feeling about it. It was very expensive.
Okay.
Not very expensive. It was like $60 for a bottle.
Oh, wait. Was it all-inclusive place?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it was a $60 bottle of wine for dinner, and it was like, fuck it. We're on vacation. Go for it. Why not? And then we had something like, this is really flavorful. We really like the taste of it. This is really good. You know, it's not necessarily fancy, but it was like the kind of wine we both really liked. And we looked it up and we found out, it's from California. So we paid in Mexico to have wine imported from Mexico to Mexico from California.
Yeah.
I retained it and looked it up online, and apparently, you know, it's available here. It's a very common wine, not common, but it exists. And then I went to my local liquor store, the nice one, mm-hmm. Not the kind of sketchy one, but the one that white people run. And
wow, we're just laying on it hard today. Okay, carry on.
It's not the one that has a kitchen in the back where they apparently live. I'll put it that way. Okay? but it's the one that's like people bring their dogs in there. It's next to a Whole Foods, that kind of shit.
Okay.
And they have a lot of wine there. And I looked for it, didn't find it, but I asked the cashier, I said, hey, do you have this wine? She says, well, it's not in the system. She just pulled it up. I was like, I found the system. We have their Chardonnay, but not the Pinot Noir. Here's a business card. Let the guy know. Here's our wine buyer. And I'm like, I go home, and I'm writing an email to the wine buyer of my local liquor store to inquire about a special order of wine. And I'm like, this is the most adult thing I've done since I bought a house.
That's an adult thing?
To special order wine? Yes. I think that's a fairly adult thing.
I feel like that's an alcoholic thing that's addicted to a certain kind of alcohol,
well,
or
no,
just a wino.
That's what I mean, though, is, like, you, if you're a wino, you drink what's there. If you're an alcoholic, you drink what's there, right? You don't special order a case.
I guess I was, like, I didn't really think about special ordering alcohol or anything as being adult. I just
not even, it's not just alcohol, it's wine specifically. If I was special ordering whiskey, that'd be different.
Why?
Because it's less, it's just, like, it's wine, right?
I don't have the same stereotype about wine as you.
You don't think of wine-specific choices as being...
I think people who drink different kinds of whiskey are the same people who drink different kinds of wine. Because I don't drink whiskey and wine. Like, I just drink a like Bud Light. I was brought up in Bud Light.
Right. Like a frat
since
boy.
I was, like, 10 years old.
Like a frat kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Not
no,
like
I'm
adult.
Not a fat kid.
Frat.
Oh,
rat.
That's better.
Yeah, not really. But no, and then the guy came back and was like, well, if you're still... I'll ask about it. I haven't ordered that wine in a really long time. If you're still interested after you hear the price, I'll order a case. And the way he said that was like, oh, man, this is probably going to be expensive.
He's like, $2 a bottle.
You're almost. Like, oh, he came shit. Back and it was like, well, it's $13 a bottle if you buy a case, or $15 if you don't, because they charge a fee.
How much is a case?
At
12, nine bottles?
Okay. 12 bottles. Okay. So I said, fuck it. Let's get a case. So either today or next week, I think he said he'd have it ready yesterday. He didn't email me, though.
He made you buy the whole case?
Well, that was the thing. If I paid in individual bottles without the whole case, it'd be $15 a piece.
But, like, he didn't just order a whole case and sell you some of it and then keep the rest for the shelf?
He doesn't apparently want to stock it, whatever it is. Because he hasn't stocked it in years. Even the other one he hasn't stocked in years.
He's never stocked this.
He
just had some bottles left over from, like, 4 years ago. These are from the old location.
Well, no. It was a distributor. He had to get the distributor to deliver it. It was in the point-of-sale system. So at one point they ordered it, but he said, man, I haven't heard that name in a long time. It's like, cool. So hopefully it's still good. But, yeah, so I got to go pick up the case of wine.
Today?
Maybe.
From Argonaut?
No. No, from the one right near me.
I don't know the one near you. The one by the Target.
Yeah.
The one that's, like, got an underground parking.
Yeah.
And you feel really bamf when you're, like walking in through the back, like you own the place.
Yeah.
You're like, hey.
That's like.
And then you just feel like you can walk into the back of anywhere.
That's like 40% of why I go there.
And then they do it too, because their bomb shelter is like in the back behind their thing, and you're like, I'm just gonna walk around this place. Like, don't ask a lot of questions. It's fine.
It's fine.
I work here.
I'm allowed to be here.
All right, so pod fodder is our new term for things that we should talk about
on the way in or out of the office. Yeah. That we're like, we should talk about that.
It's like we should start recording as we walk out of the office.
Yeah.
On. But today, Amy, do you wanna give an intro to My Immortal, or do you wanna get like kind of talk about how you and Kendrick started talking about My Immortal? We're talking about.
We were talking about Twilight.
Because Kendrick said he saw Twilight, and it was one of the movies where he thought
it was one of the few movies where I was unable to contain my reactions of an audible nature,
and that was causing. Stuff in the theater to happen because like a lady was getting
mad. I
was
in the very back row. I watched it. I don't remember why I watched it. It was one of the. It was back in Gunnison where you'd go see a movie because it got you out of Gunnison for a minute.
Yeah.
And you didn't care what movie it was because it got you out of Gunnison. Mm-hmm. And it turns out I did care what movie it was, and that was one was terrible. And we sat in the back, and I was there with a buddy at the time, and I don't remember who all we went with. It was a bunch of girls that were fans of it and their boyfriends mostly.
And then you start talking about how they designed Bella's character to be infinitely or like ultimately associatable or whatever.
Yeah, I'll find a link, but someone referred to her exclusively as Pants.
Pants?
Pants. Never uses her proper name in his review of the book because he says you could just kind of
put them on
and be that and she'd be walking
around.
And
like I thought that was genius. I'd never heard that, and I thought that was genius that they made such a like bland but relatable character where you're like, yeah, I guess I could see that.
Yeah, you just marry Sue the way it's an auto marry Sue.
Yeah, or it's an auto. There's nothing else. It's just like they picked the two things that teenage and young adult women are like in love with or need to have in their life, and they like put it in the character, and they never seem to conflict or something.
And it basically just latches onto the insecurities you have as a young woman.
Yeah,
and just bites right into that, and then
we know about that because we're two males.
I mean, I'm allowed to know about stuff. Right?
No, you're not. Amy, how do you feel about Bella as a character? You actually hear her back there when...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly I found her boring. You didn't... And then a lot of the time I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like listening to Harry Dresden. listening to Dresden Files.
She just seemed a little ridiculous. I don't know.
Okay, so... Anyway, they're talking about Twilight. Kendrick saw Twilight. And then...
Stop telling people.
Twilight...
For the record, I also read like a chapter and a half of it because the book was in my apartment and I was like, I'll give this a shot. Everyone's reading it. And then I got like, oh, this is garbage. I guess I should... And I actually did say it was garbage. It wasn't even like, nope, this isn't for me. Because there's definitely books I've read like, I'm not the target demographic. And this one was like, this is a hot, steaming mess.
And then you started joking about 50 Shades of Grey because 50 Shades of Grey was originally a fan fiction that was based on Twilight.
Yes.
All right? Is that right, everybody in the car? I don't really know.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then she just did a control F throughout the whole fanfic and changed Edward to Christian.
Bella to whatever.
Bella to Pants. Because it doesn't matter. Because I'll put her pants. You gotta be careful with that next one because then you might turn Pants to something and then now about putting on a fresh pair of Bella and it just gets weird.
That does not sound right.
It's weird.
It sounds like you're like using a tampon or a feminine product. Like they named it Bella Luna, which is like...
Yeah, and you're like, I don't want anything to do with anything that's happening right now. I'm out.
Okay, so then, Amy, you started talking about something and got onto My Immortal somehow. I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, I don't remember.
My Immortal was another fanfic. Okay. That's what the connection was.
And I should just read the Amazon description of the book, shouldn't I?
I think you should. Okay. And while you do that, I'm going to sit here and fill some time by putting a lot of words out here that may or may not be necessary for you to hear or comprehend. In that, while they are present and they contain meaning in and of themselves, the overarching theme of them and them all together, really the sort of crux of it, is fundamentally pointless, in that I'm just doing this to fill time.
My Immortal.
Nailed it.
Is the famous, notoriously... is the most famous, notoriously bad fanfiction ever written. Based very loosely on the Harry Potter universe. Harry Potter, which is why we're calling Pod Fodder and I got excited. Universe, and featuring the blatant Mary Sue protagonist, Ebony, or oftentimes, N-O-B, because, much like me, the author of this book doesn't know how to type or doesn't care. It reads like a detailed list of everything a fanfic author could ever possibly do wrong, only taken to exaggerated, horrifying extremes.
Amy, can you look up her full name for me, please?
My Immortal was originally posted to fanfiction.net sometime in 2006.
2006. That is a very unpopular caliber.
But it was subsequently deleted by the FFnet.net staff after causing a severe drop in the site's collective IQ. Now, I'm wondering if this is a joke or if somebody has, there's an IQ score on fanfiction.net and
I want to point out that fanfiction.net is probably one of the more horrifying places to go to.
Amy, verify?
Absolutely.
It's where don't you go on the internet? Child pornography hubs, 4chan, fanfic.net.
So there are places, though. Where do you usually go to read fanfiction, Amy?
I go to Archive of Our Own. I went to fanfiction.net for a while, and then I found where good fanfiction lives. And
you're like, wow, this is what I could have been reading that whole time.
Instead of Sonic fanfiction, where he totally bangs Princess Peach for some reason.
Oh,
of
course. There's some terrible shit. We found an Arthur fanfiction once where...
Arthur
the... No, continue.
...murder someone, I
think. Whoa, okay. PBS Arthur, everybody.
Yeah, it was a dark thing. Also, by the way, my Immortal's name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Ravenway. Dark has
an apostrophe,
and then it's Ness.
N-E-S?
Yeah, so D-A-R-T-K apostrophe N-E-S-S.
Oh, wow.
It's Darkness, not Darkness.
Okay.
Darkness.
And it says, the rest of the description says, in fact, it's the fanfic is so unbelievably bad that many refuse to accept that it's real, insisting that the author is only trolling and that the story was a real parody. Regardless of the author's intent, My Immortal remains one of the most cringeworthy, unintentional, hilarious, so bad it's good pieces of literature on the internet has ever produced.
I'm not sure that that last part's accurate, that it's so bad.
You can
good.
Buy this book.
It's printed.
Today.
I think
on
it's print
Amazon.
On demand, though. So I don't Amazon. Think it actually print. I think it's print on demand.
Maybe. But you can also get the movie, which is what... And I don't know what that is, so...
Could you please... What is?
The movie.
Oh, could you please read the end of the description where it describes what you're getting?
In the book?
No, the movie.
Okay, yeah.
Because the movie has a beautiful little thing on there I've never seen on Amazon before.
Yeah, neither have I. So, My Immortal, the movie, is what it's aptly named. I put it on a wish list, so there's a giant heart.
That's unsettling.
Oh, well, her name was right here. There's a description for this, too. Maybe I should read that. That way people can know what the book... Wow, that's long. Okay, here we go. Ebony Darkness Dementia Ravenway isn't the smartest 17-year-old. She's also not the most clean mouth or tallest, but young Ebony is a witch, as well as a vampire, as well as a Pac-Man. I don't know why I threw that in there, but I assume every fanfic is video game reference.
And a spaceman.
And she wants to make sure everybody knows about it. Join Ebony, or Enobi, in a quest to save her magical school of crowboils, school of witchcraft and vampirity. That's actually what it says.
Crowboils?
Crowboils, school of witchcraft and vampirity. And it's
Crowboils?
Yeah, crowboils.
Instead of Hogwarts, it's
wow,
crowboils.
I get it. They didn't even stick. She could have said
wait a minute, does that mean that these people were trying to dodge the copyright lawsuit that was waiting for them?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
From the evil Lord Moldy Horse and the pedophilic Professor Snape. Despite all of the obstacles thrown at her by the drunken headmaster Dumbledum, Ebony manages to gather her friends Draco Draxidae and Vampire Planter. her best friend, Willow.
Planter. Not yeah. Potter.
Okay.
Planter.
And vampire. Vampire planter. Sorry. I thought that was just a description of someone.
No. Harry Potter's name in that is Harry Vampire Potter.
Okay. Her best friend, Willow, and bandmates Bloody Mary. What are you doing?
There's an author's note when she introduces Willow where she calls out to her friend, whatever it was, and says, "This you?" So that, you know, the only other person reading the book could know that it was actually the person that she Mary Sued in for herself.
What does that mean?
That's you? So whoever
this
wrote
you,
this.
This is you.
She wrote in her friend. Her friend's this name was Willow.
You. This you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whole level of just...
Okay. Bloody Mary and Diablo to Thor Evil. Prepare to laugh, prepare to rock, and prepare to feel uncomfortable. Ebony Darkness, Dementia Raven Way is saving the town one gothic quip at a time. Gothic is spelled G-O-F-F-I-K.
Yes, occasionally. A lot of those misspellings are in the fanfic, apparently. I made it, how many minutes? 3 minutes into the dramatic reading before I could not anymore. And I have read some impressively bad fanfics.
So they don't have it here.
Damn, girl.
They don't have the information here about it. But basically, if you go to Amazon and you look up this item, it tells you that when you buy it, it'll come on a DVD-R.
They will burn it to a DVD-R
for you
and then send it to you.
Yeah, so this...
It is not kept in stock.
It's some dude in his house who's like, "I got another order, Ma." And like, it's just burning
DVDs. And he licks
DVDs.
The Cheeto dust off his fingers. And
if you're lucky, he doesn't.
His wet fingers to stick the top of the DVD-R stack before sliding it into the duplicator tower of his DVD generating machine, and he double clicks on the ISO amidst all of the pornography on his external hard drive, and then burns it with I don't even know what humorous named DVD burning software to use for this context, but one of those.
I don't even know what they are anymore. Okay.
You're also make interesting life decisions, lady.
So I'm on the Wikipedia page now because
it's a popular choice.
You said something. Here.
Yeah,
okay. The author. So just to be clear, the author. Nobody knows who the author actually
allegedly.
Is. Allegedly. I'm sorry. Allegedly. The Wikipedia page says it's an unsolvable mystery, or nobody's been able to solve it. Okay, but then I guess someone said that they were the co-creators of it.
I think some people have claimed to own it, but, you know, it's one of those things where the original account's gone, and no one knows for sure. And there is some theory that it is troll. It's not real. It's trolling.
And there was something you said in here about... Okay, so, Amy, you had mentioned that she dates everybody from the main series, which also have these
she dates Draco.
Silly names.
She dates Harry after Draco kills himself.
But then is actually kidnapped
by Voldemort for no reason.
Yeah, she's in the forest and she runs crying and runs into Lord Voldemort.
She runs crying when she finds out that Draco used to date Harry.
So I guess the characters in the book are actually named Harry Potter and Voldemort and stuff like that. And
they
the characters
are.
In that movie,
I think the movie
fake. Yeah,
they changed
okay.
it to dodge the inevitable nightmare of them getting sued.
There's a ton of inconsistencies in this book, I guess.
Oh yeah,
and one
well,
of them is
apparently
that,
Draco does kill himself.
Okay. Yeah.
And then is just not, he's fine, he's kidnapped. And it's like, wait, what?
Just like, yeah, so if you ever want to delve into fan fiction and like what, I don't even know if I should say that. This is what people make fun of when they make fun of fan fiction. And I think that's on purpose, but nobody's been able to
figure it
out.
If I get a chance, Future Kendrick, if you're not completely drunk yet, it's early, yeah, it's only a couple minutes in. Go find the hierarchy of who feels superior to who fanfic chart and put it in the description.
Sweet. I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's a very linear top-down chart of who feels superior to who in the fanfiction world. And at the top, it's normal people. And then as it goes down, it's each of the different fanfiction like groups.
Okay.
And so it's like normal people and then like published authors and then unpublished authors. And then it splits out into unpublished sci-fi fanfic, unpublished fantasy fanfic, unpublished erotica fanfic, and then like it goes down further, and then it's like and underneath the sci-fi is unpublished sci-fi fanfic with unnecessary crossovers, unpublished sci-fi fanfic with unnecessary crossovers where you're the protagonist or where the author is the protagonist, and then it goes down there, and then there's like the furry ones, and at the bottom they all converge, and it's all of them together, so it's like unpublished sci-fi fantasy crossover fanfic where there's furries involved and the author is in it by name and like Kirk is an ocelot or something. It's like it's this whole thing. I'll have to find it and send it, and at least in 6 to 8 months when this thing airs, you'll see, you can see it on there, but it is priceless, because you're like, yeah, everyone does feel superior to those people.
Because you basically have to work really hard to find any reference to those people on the internet.
There is a fanfic, I saw it on Game Grumps, they mentioned it in Game Grumps, I didn't actually see it, they were reading it out loud for some nightmarish reason, and it was a Sonic the Hedgehog fanfic, where he totally bangs Princess Peach.
Those ones seem kind of par for the course for me. Like I watch a decent amount of pornography, and you always see ads for that kind of cartoon stuff on the side if you're at the right spots.
Well, what gets me is like, I get the porn people going through the effort. It's just weird to me to think of how much fanfic is like every possible combination of characters, male, female, doesn't matter, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Cross species, cross game, cross genre.
You do.
I'm sure if I wanted to, I could go find something about Hercules getting it in the ass from Harry Potter.
Like Hercules, Disney Hercules?
Yeah.
Or like Hercules, like Kevin Sorbo Hercules?
Both. I believe I could find both if I really wanted to and I don't.
All right, let's try it. Kevin Sorbo Hercules bangs.
Rule 34 in action. In action, boys and girls.
Oh, God.
Did you find just think, kids. This is one Google search away from your browser.
No, I can't find... Well, to be fair, Safe Search might be on. I don't know why it would be.
Safe Search is saving you from fanfics.
Let's just do Harry Potter Hercules bangs Harry Potter. Well, it's thinking for a long time.
Oh my
so
god.
So my phone has a virus, maybe.
I found one.
Did you?
Did?
Can you read
the title at least?
Well, it says it's a crossover. I'm not convinced that Harry Potter is doing Hercules, but
that's still close enough. But,
yeah,
I mean,
let's. Oh wait, is it Destiny's Hand?
Job.
Look, okay though, the fourth.
Oh, there's sequels.
Destiny's
there's
Hand.
One Hades Kid, one the sales pitch, and one just. Called Se Busca Dragon, which I'm pretty sure is all in Spanish.
Okay, so basically where I'm going with this is that I'm going to have to write a script.
This one is on fanfiction.net!
Priceless.
So,
new goal, future Kendrick, get on this. I want to write a website script, like a fake, you know, like a whatever, that you give it like Mad Libs.
Oh, that'd be great.
What'd be really fun would be to give it just like universes and have it figure out itself which characters to put in there using Google or something, and they're like, who are the main characters in Harry Potter, and they're just totally and then oh my god, this is possible now actually.
Oh, this is
go and pull
Harry is Hercules,
go and pull a bunch of fan fiction, like trawl them, find proper nouns and replace the proper nouns with characters from your selected Mad Libs.
Dude, that would be the best app ever.
That would be incredible. That would be amusing for days.
Because you already have like a 50% of that done, because you just have that clickbait scraper you built.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait,
Ruby on Rails.
Yeah.
I think it was Python.
It was Python.
Okay.
I don't touch Ruby. Ruby is garbage.
Okay, anyway. That's awesome. So patent pending.
Well, the best part about it is that it couldn't actually be more absurd or, incoherent than the original fanfic already was.
Yeah? Yeah, it's true. So on the opposite end, though, we've been ragging on fanfiction a lot. Amy, can you give us some examples of some really good fanfiction that you've read and that you think is, like, actually, like, good? Because I know that we don't have any of those.
All of our listeners.
A lot of our friends, a few of our friends actually write fan fiction sometimes.
I do want to, off of all that, while she thinks about it, I'm just going to say this. I don't care what garbage you write. If you enjoy writing it and other people enjoy reading it, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we need to storm the gates and shut down these websites. I'm just saying that I can't relate, so I make fun of it.
But freedom of speech means that we can make fun of you if you write something nonsensical.
It's my privilege.
But go ahead and write it.
Make fun of people for whatever they like. Just like they can make fun of me for wearing tights and a poofy jacket and hitting people with
any
metal.
Press is good press.
Sure.
Because I bet if that My Immortal person came out and you could validate it, they'd probably, like, they'd be, like, internet famous, which is, like, means nothing, but...
I don't know about that. That Cash Me Outside girl has a record label now.
Cash
a record
Me Outside.
Deal.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she
that's
has true. A record deal.
Yeah, that's true.
She's now a she's a signed rapper.
Give us some examples of some of your favorite fan fictions that you've read and why you like them.
I don't know titles off the
top. On the spot. Head. Well, that's okay. Like, what were they about, though? Like, what made you like them more than, like, the crap that you've read on other places?
That's a tough question because I've read a bunch of it.
Yeah, you're an expert.
What makes good fanfic?
Yeah.
Typically, it's good writing. They know the characters really well.
So they don't try to change, like, the core being of the character.
Yeah.
They don't, like...
They do George Lucas it?
Yeah. And
let's not talk about that. There's a whole other conversation for that.
We already had it last week.
We had it last week. Right. Okay, go ahead.
So, like, I think I enjoy it because if they know the character well, I find it easy to fall into the writing because I'm like, oh, this is just these people and this is what they're doing. And I also like when they make it more of an AU, so maybe they'll be like, it's these people, but they're dragon fighting, or it's these people, but they're not all of their family is dead, or...
Okay. So it's just, like, creative changes.
To yeah. AU means alternative universe, I believe?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like if you're not doing that, then you're probably trying too hard to do something weird and make it, like, tie it into the actual canon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read some that are okay where it's, like, in the future after everything ends, this happens.
Yeah.
But usually I like the alternative ones better where it's, like...
You get more creativity. Yeah.
That's cool, actually, because unlike what we said today where you take the same character through a different story... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You take the same character in a different developmental direction and change what their character, their core character. That's one where you take the core character and put them in a different scenario and watch them act like they would act, right?
Yeah.
Which is a cool juxtaposition to what we talked about last week or this morning. That's my word. I say it sometimes because it makes me sound smart.
Juxtaposition. Dameron.
Juxtaposition. All right. Well, what time is it? 25 minutes. That's good. All right, well, if you want to, you know, there's a good chance that I'm probably going to buy the DVD-R of My Immortal.
Oh, we're going to have to do, like, a live recording or something.
That might be Sid Sox live show.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be fun to do a riff tracks on it?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. But
it's only 45 minutes long.
Keep an ear out on our Facebook page and all that for, like, when that might be happening.
We could revive Sid Sox After Dark.
Yeah, we could. Okay.
That other episode I've never released.
It's because you need more than one episode to start a podcast.
No, you don't.
Awkward silence.
Awkward silence.
Comment, podcast. Like, subscribe our podcast. If you don't like it, let us know why, and
why
we can not change
yourself
it.
With Transformers Age of Extinction as waste management?
Because the garbage trucks transform into Transformers.
But it's Age of Extinction. Don't you want to be associated with more positive things?
No, I mean, like, it's...
whatever.
Like, you're thinking of the word extinction like it matters as far as, like, what people believe. But that people are just seeing
Transformers
and Michael Bay. Yeah. Well, because Michael Bay is garbage, and that's why he's on a garbage truck.
Best-selling garbage. Solid gold shite, maestro.
You can sell poop. I mean, look at what, like, Cards Against Humanity did.
They literally sold shit. They keep doing
shit
for the sole purpose of saying, look, you can do this. No
did
one
you
else
know
could.
You can do this?
Yeah, but no one else could, just them.
Like, comment, subscribe.
We love you.
We do. Amy loves you the most, though.
Mm-hmm. She's contractually obligated to.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.